T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So the Yankees got James Paxton in a deal from the Seattle Mariners. And here's my first reaction to the deal. My first reaction was, wow, the Yankees didn't give up as much as I thought they'd have to give up. And that's not a knock on Justice Sheffield. Justice Sheffield is right now ranked as the number one prospect in the Yankee system.
The other two guys I never heard of. Obviously, I never heard of those guys.
Well, the other two guys are, first Eric Swanson. Eric Swanson is probably a guy who at best is more of a fifth starter, reliever, swing guy.
Okay.
As far as Dom Thompson Williams, right now he's not even ranked in the top 30 in the Yankee farm system.
What is he, an outfielder?
Outfielder. And the projection I've read about him is that maybe he's a fourth outfielder at the major league level. So both Swanson and Thompson Williams are not farm-changing, game-changing kind of prospects. So this deal is about Justice Sheffield. Now, I don't know what Justice Sheffield's going to be. I thought the Yankees should have called him up sooner last year. There always seemed to be a reason, though, why they weren't going to call him up. And maybe the reason was they didn't love him as much as they tried to sell everybody that they loved him. And in return for the question of Justice Sheffield, they get a guy in James Paxton who, even at the age of 30, it's weird to say this about a 30-year-old, Joe, but they're trading for a guy where they hope the best is yet to come. And that's the kind of deal they made. So even though he's a lot older than Nathan Eovaldi or Michael Pineda or even Sonny Gray when they traded for those three guys over the years, I think it's similar in that they're trading for Paxton hoping we are going to see the best from James Paxton.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at it. So he had a pretty good year this year. He's a lefty at Yankee Stadium. You always like that. I think it's a good move. I mean, and you're right. They probably didn't love Sheffield as much as the hype was about this kid. They probably didn't.
I think the concerns about Paxton, and there are concerns, are this. Number one is the durability factor.
Mm-hmm.
Because James Paxton 2 years ago, not last year, 2 years ago, had a really, really good year when he pitched. He only made 24 starts. He's always had something wrong with him. Now, Paxton mentioned this in the news conference last night. None of it's been major, and that's great. I mean, he hasn't had a serious injury, but he's had a lot of injuries. Last year, and I'll never I don't know why I won't forget it. I guess it's just being a geeky baseball fan. Sometimes you find yourself watching certain games, and you don't know why. I remember watching James Paxton against the A's strike out 16 guys in 7 innings. And then
and no-hitter last year, too, right?
James Paxton?
Yeah.
Did he have a no-hitter?
I think so.
I don't remember that. Maybe he did.
I thought so.
I know he had a complete game shutout. Did he? Which start was that? Was that the one after the 16 strikeout game? Because I remember right after the 16 strikeout game, he pitched a complete game shutout. Yeah, you're right. The no-hitter was back in May, and it was. That was right after the 16 strikeout game, the complete game shutout that he threw, which was also a no-hitter. He walked a bunch of guys in that game. And then he had another start a few starts later, in which he pitched another complete game, and he was putting together a really, really good season. He had a sub-3 ERA in the middle of June. And his second half, and there was one stretch of time where he missed a little bit of time, hence why he didn't make the 30 starts. There was a stretch of time in which he was very ineffective. So his second half wasn't nearly as good as his first half, and I think that's concern number one about him. Can you get 30 quality starts out of him? Can you get a full season out of him? We haven't seen that yet from James Paxton, and he's 30 years old. That's concern number one. And I think concern number two you'd say about anybody, and that's can he handle the talent?
Well, that's always, you don't know that until they're here, So we'll see.
That was the failing.
That's always something that you got to factor in when you're coming to New York.
It's with everybody, right?
Yep, yep,
it's with Patrick Corbin, despite being
Doesn't
from Central New
it
York.
Is.
It's everybody.
Right.
And that was the ultimate failure.
And look, Bobby Bonilla was from the Bronx. He couldn't handle New York.
Exactly.
I mean, so guys are from New York that can't handle New York.
It's true. It doesn't even matter where you're from. So him being from Canada doesn't mean one way or the other.
Right.
Jason
right.
Bay was from Canada. I don't think Jason Bay couldn't handle New York. I just think he was bad.
Right.
No, Sonny Gray right. looks like a guy that just couldn't handle New York, that ultimately that was his issue. So I think question number two about James Paxton is obviously that, and it's a question to ask about anybody. And then I think the third one is more for down the road. And that's, he's got 2 years left of control. He's going to make about $9 million this year. He'll get a bump next year, $14, $15 million. What's the future? Is this a two-year thing with Paxton? Because if he has two good years and gets to free agency, you're not really going to want to give a 32-year-old a big 5 or 6 year contract, but that's more for down the road. In the right now, in the moment, the hope that Brian Cashman has is that James Paxton can replicate the no-hitter he threw in May, the 16-strikeout game he threw in May, and do that on a more consistent level, stay healthy, and potentially be an ace. Because one thing about Paxton is that he's got ace stuff. He just hasn't been able to do it consistently.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. But the Yankees make the first big salvo of the offseason, if you will, with this trade.
You know what I think helped them? You know, because sometimes I think Yankee fans feel that teams ask the Yankees for more than they ask from other teams. I remember when the Red Sox got Curt Schilling, that was always a feeling Yankee fans had that, the Diamondbacks didn't want to trade us Curt Schilling. They gave the Red Sox Curt for less. I think it was the opposite this time. I think they benefited from the fact that their chief competition were the Houston Astros and that the Mariners didn't really want to trade James Paxton inside the division. Apparently, they were insisting on Forrest Whitley, who's one of the Astros' biggest prospects, one of the better prospects in baseball. The Astros weren't willing to give it up. But it looks like they were asking for a significant deal back from Houston, not nearly as much from the Yankees. So I think in this regard, it benefited the Yankees that they play in the American League East and not the American League West.
Yeah. Yep. Well, we'll see. But like I said, I'm sure this is just the beginning of what the Yankees are going to do this offseason. Move one of what I'm sure will be many.
Yeah, I think next move is another starting pitcher. It's going to be a free agent. Patrick Corbin will be expensive. Jay Happ is safe. You know, bringing Jay Happ back is
a... You know he can pitch here. We know that already.
Yeah, I think he probably... And he's not going to cost as much, right?
Right,
so I think from a cost and from a, hey, he's already done it in this town for a period of time, I think he's the safer pick. I think this probably eliminates them, though, from making some kind of significant trade with the Indians for Corey Kluber because they just used their number one trade chip. But I think they used it wisely. I mean, to walk away with a 30-year-old left-hander who still has this huge upside... To walk away with him and really only give up one significant prospect, I think that's pretty good. That was my first reaction when I saw the deal. I was like, wow, all right. They didn't give up nearly as much as I thought they'd have to. I thought they were going to have to give up a lot more. Now, the other significant thing from this whole thing is something that didn't happen. And that's the report from, I think it was Morosi or Passan, that the Yankees were trying to get Gene Segura in this trade.
Mm.
Now, if they trade for Gene Segura, who had a great year last year, hit well over 300, has good speed, can play shortstop, can play second base, that would have been your replacement for the time being for D.D. Gregorius. But I guess the Mariners maybe feel they could get more in a separate deal. Maybe they're not going to trade Segura. I guess the Yankees can always go back into maybe a separate deal for Gene Segura. But I think that shows you that maybe their mentality is we want someone really good to fill in for D.D. Gregorius. That we want to bring in, not just bringing back a Danny Echeverria or Jose Iglesias, but that maybe they are looking.
Or signing Manny Machado.
Or signing Manny Machado, sure. But that they're looking at something more significant at replacing D.D. for the time being. Segura is a good baseball player, and clearly the Mariners are directing themselves to start selling and start moving these pieces away. So... That was another kind of intriguing thing that the Yankees were trying to get Gene Segura in this deal, but ultimately they were unable to.
Yep, indeed.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.